If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Well, yesterday at the professional golf tournament in Ohio going on this week, Phil Mickelson, at the end of his round on Friday, congratulated acknowledged everybody else that he played with the round of golf for the day. And he did a fist bump. He didn't do a handshake. He did a fist bump. Dr. Mike, now why in the world would he give his fellow players a fist bump?
Well, in addition to it showing friendship, which we always want to show, he had normally shaken hands, but he's on a immunosuppressant, so he wants to get less bacteria exposure. And the fist bump this week showed that it has 1/20th of the transfer of bacteria that a handshake does. Handshake is both longer and more skin, so you get more bacteria transferred. In fact, if you shake hands with someone, they shake hands with the next person, the fourth person still down the line gets your bacteria. Fist bump, after one person, you have so little bacteria transferred that you don't. It's 1/20th, as opposed to a high five gives you half of it. It's about the same amount of contact, but a lower time by doing the high five. So high five, better than a handshake, and fist bump, the best way to keep healthy, especially during cold and flu season, in addition to washing your hands.
What do you do when you greet somebody?
Oh, I always have done I've done fist bumps for probably the last 10 years, Joe, so what can I say?
So you greet somebody with a fist bump, not a handshake. Okay.
Yeah.
Very few people can pull off Dr. Froisen's style.
I got to see that again. I think I may have seen you do that a couple of years ago. In the Catholic faith, we have something in the Mass called the sign of faith. It's almost near the end of the Mass, and at what point the priest says, let us all offer the sign of peace. Sign of peace is what it is. And then everybody turns around and shakes everybody's hand. I do not do that anymore. After one time, we were standing up, and the priest said, let us offer the sign of peace. Just before the person in front of me went to shake my hand, he rubbed his hand across his nostrils and then turned to me and gave me his hand. I said, hey, go to this guy, okay? maybe you can do it. I won't do it. Oh, now, I'm not the Pope, but I think they should stop that. I mean, they should, that's... They do in areas in the wintertime when we have high concentrations of flu, but if it were up to me, and I lived in the Vatican, I would probably eliminate that gesture.
Then you just feel rude, and it's like you're not trying to be rude, you just don't want to get sick.
You know, in the wintertime, you go to congregations, it doesn't have to be the mask, it could be any religious congregation. How many, in the wintertime, or any time, how many people are coughing, right, or sneezing?
Everyone.
And then you want to shake their hand, it's not for me anymore. Let's talk about this before we go to the Real Age tip, I guess. Dr. Mike, runners live longer than the rest of us. Why is that?
Well, this was a very interesting study because they looked at people who were running and they looked at how long they lived. I think, as I remember this, and I'm going to have to dig the study up again, as I remember it, they looked at a whole mess of people, and the people who were runners on average lived about 3 years longer. That's right, they lived 3 years longer than the people who were not runners. And that's exactly what, in fact, when we did the real age calculations, we were going to say it was 3.3 years from just running. This was a study of 55,000 adults between 18 and 100 during a 15-year period. 3,400 of those people died, and the runners had a 30% lower risk of death, 45% lower risk of death from heart disease or stroke. On the average, it was exactly as we calculated real age, running, that is doing cardiovascular exercise as opposed to walking or doing strength training. Walking and strength training have extra benefits, but running was about a 3-year benefit. Total benefit from all three components of exercise, 8.1 years for men, 9 years for women.
All right, I can fit another one in. Brown fat. What can you tell us about brown fat? I guess it's beneficial.
Well, brown fat stimulates, that is, brown fat is different than white fat. White fat's a storage fat. Brown fat is a metabolic fat where you, as you activate it, you lose weight. So it's much better to have more brown fat or to grow more brown fat. That shows that you can, in fact, lose weight by using your fat up. And so brown fat is stored in the cold. So if you get exposed to cold, you will store fat as brown fat, which, as I said, is much more metabolically active, and you get to lose weight with it.
Good. One more before the tip. Trees save 850 lives every year. How so?
And that's because they remove pollution. So trees are great friends, and they help keep our environment healthy. So when you look at what is the benefit of having trees in your neighborhood, well, the more trees you have, the better the air and the more purified it is. You know, there's some extra plants. Golden pathos is one of those that clears the air extra well. But in fact, trees are one of the things that do it in general. And the goal in trees is to not only save deaths, which is, I think, 850 a year, but they save a lot of people from hospital days relating to lung disease.
And those are most of the big medical news stories of the week. We covered them all, but one thing to do, it's time for Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week.
And this week's Real Age Tip of the Week is on tea. Yes, during hot days of summer, or what we call the dog days of summer, or any time, few things are as refreshing as a glass of cold iced tea. You can buy pre-made varieties, but it's easiest to brew your own and much more beneficial for you. Brewed tea is a fantastic source of polyphenols, which reduce your risk of developing a whole host of ailments, cancer, heart disease, all of the biggies, including immune disease and, in fact, autoimmune disease. But the best thing is to brew your own instead of buying bottled varieties. Bottled teas have far lower levels of polyphenols. In one comparison, the best store brand had 81 milligrams per 16-ounce bottle. The worst had just 3. Brewing home teas has 50 to 150 milligrams per cup. So home-brewed teas, just 8 ounces, has 50 to 150 milligrams. Much better. The Real Age benefit? You'll get, by just having 3 cups of tea, your real age will be at least 1.7 years younger. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, Joe.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Thank you for listening to the show here today. For Dr. Mike and Sonar, our studio engineer, and Bridget, who checked in today, thank you for being part of the show, and thank you for listening today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of 2. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.